Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abuksalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing really well, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we are well into spring. It's, late in April. And yes. A few weeks ago, baseball season started.
It sure did. I actually started watching a couple of the games. And, you know, I don't feel bad when I miss a game of baseball because there's like literally hundreds of these games in
hundreds,
a season.
Hundreds of games. Yeah, I always laugh because, like, the worst team in the league is going to win 60 games.
Right.
like that's so right. many games to win. And then, the best team is going to lose 60 games, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's a very forgiving sport,
and it is.
It's also one, you know, it's also one where, yeah, everyone's a winner. It's really great. I think that that's just the kind of competitive nature we should be nurturing. It's quite lovely. baseball, the reason we're talking about baseball is, as we mentioned, the season did start, and we thought, you know what would make for a great mix is, like, you know how when they go, now, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Whenever the person holding the wooden thing walks up to that little triangle area, and he's gonna swing that wooden thing at a bat mm-hmm. or at a ball, some music will play, you know, and it's known as walk up music because as they are walking up to this place, they play mm-hmm. some intro music. And I thought, well, you know what? I love that because those songs are always so badass, right? So let's put a mix together of them.
Samer, I'm starting to sense why your tryout for that AAA baseball radio announcer gig did not go as well as you had hoped.
They did not like me.
Yeah. I don't think you know as much about the sport as they need it for that particular position.
I mean, I guess. Like, I was talking to them about touchdowns and slam dunks, and they wanted none of it. I researched the sport on Wikipedia late one night. Yeah. I clicked around a lot. I
clicked
ended
around
up in
a
some
lot.
Weird places. Yeah.
Probably some weird places. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, at the end, I figured I'll stick to music. I seem to be doing okay in music.
Yeah. I'm guessing they were racist too. So I wouldn't worry about it.
I mean, 100%. As a Lebanese
but you're right.
man, I can say
that. Yeah. No, you can say that. You can say that. There's racism towards Lebanese people. Sure. Yeah, so you're right, though. There's always really cool walk-up music. I think that's one of the fun things. I was talking to someone earlier today about how I don't watch as much baseball as I used to. Part of that is, you know, here in Texas, we're embroiled in this kind of regional sports network battle. Like, the regional sports networks all got bought up by this conglomerate a couple years ago, and they got into disputes with every major carrier except DirecTV. So now if you don't have DirecTV, you really can't watch local baseball games. So now I cheer for the Texas Rangers, who right now are the worst team in baseball. So I don't think I'm missing too much, but it's not like I can just turn on the TV and watch my favorite team play.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
Yeah.
I did cheer for the Rangers at a time when I lived in Dallas. They made it to the World Series. They did not win the World Series. That's okay.
That's okay.
Piece of that.
Yeah.
Now I've got the choice between the Yankees and the Mets. And, you know, I don't know what to pick.
Pretty easy choice, right? I mean, the Mets have just dominated for years. So it's a way to go,
that's
right?
That's true. It is. But it's hard to root for such a winning team, you know, and especially someone who also... Someone who also roots for the Jets, it's like, I'm just so tired of winning all the time.
That's
you know?
True. That's true. I'm getting tired of winning. I get it.
But yeah, let's dive into this mix. What do you say?
Yeah. No, let's do it. So here's what we did. We each picked songs. Well, actually, we didn't really discuss the parameters around this, but I just picked six songs that I think would be awesome walk-up music. I just kind of went with my own choices. I did a little research into kind of what's out there. But by and large, you know, I kind of just made my own choices. Like if I were walking up, this is what I would pick.
I agree. I followed a very similar mindset in picking mine. So, and I think, you know, my number one note here before I introduce your first pick is that you understood the assignment. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And a quick note on the order here. We kind of rearranged it to where it went from maybe not as hardcore to like more hardcore, I think is probably the best way to arrange it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So a little bit more peppy to something a little bit more like kind of badass slow-mo, you know, to give you a vibe sense.
That's right.
So with that, track one is one of your picks, and you went with Ready or Not by the Fugees, Miss Lauryn Hill, of course, Wyclef Jean and Press. Great opening track.
So we talked about Lauryn Hill a couple weeks ago because she just has the one album, right? And no, but, you know, she had so much good music with Fugees as well. And this was one of those songs. I really love this song just as a standalone. But when I was thinking about someone coming up to bat, I mean, it just says it right there. Ready or not, here I come. You know, like, it's a warning. It's a warning to the pitcher. It's a warning to the fans. Okay, this is happening, whether they like it or not.
Ready or not, yeah. I mean, that next line is, you can't hide. Like, you are here for this.
No, opposing pitcher, you can't hide. I mean, maybe they can intentionally walk you, but, I mean, they still got to stand there and watch you walk to first base.
Right, exactly. Which you would do with, like, a really smug smile on your face, of course.
Yeah, I like the guys who have, like, three batting gloves on and the armor on their elbow. So, like, when that walk happens, they're up there, like, playing with Velcro for a good 11 seconds before they trot down to first base, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Really, really living in that moment. But, great pick. Wonderful opening lines to this whole mix. I agree. It just has that feel to it. It's like, ready or not, here I come. This one I would put more in, like, the... You know, you're like one of those villains that like doesn't need to like run. You know, you're like one of those scary villains that can just like walk after your kind of victims. And like that's scary enough. And I just kind of feel like, yeah, you know, this kind of got one of those. Like you're like a chill, like ready or not, here I come. But it's still like a threat. So
yeah,
good.
Yeah, good definitely track. Threatening. Thank you.
So changing the mood just a little bit, but still more on kind of the upbeat, peppy side, is actually what I would consider the world's happiest song, which is Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, so this one works on two levels. First of all, you're right, it's a feel-good song. So no matter what you're feeling, maybe I made an error in the outfield on the previous inning, right? But you know what? I hear this song as I'm coming up to bat, and I'm probably not thinking about that anymore. I'm feeling good at that point, okay? And secondly, it's offbeat enough for like an athlete to choose that it potentially kind of throws off your opponents.
Right. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. It's what's that other song that is in my? It's like Sunshine and Lollipops, right? Like that song?
Oh, yes. Gosh, who was that? It's not Nancy Sinatra. It's, it's going to come to me. But yeah, I know exactly what we're talking about.
We'll let it organically come to us later in the show, perhaps, maybe. Certainly in the show notes, we might leave a note. But anyway, that song reminds me of this one in that they're both, just obscenely happy, peppy songs. And I agree, as a result, like, you would be kind of thrown. You would probably expect some of the more, like, you know, hardcore songs are going to come later in this mix. And you hear this one, you're like, okay. I guess they're walking on sunshine here. All right, let's do this. You know, it might bring a little smile to your face, and that might just be enough to throw you off your game. It's like a psych thing, right? I'm going to psych you out.
Yeah, it works whether you're kind of a power hitter or more of just like, you know, maybe a you know, soft hitting second baseman. It can work in either direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now speaking of songs that could throw your opponents off a little bit, I feel like your first pick might be in that category. You went with Roar by Katy Perry.
Yeah, I feel this is one of the most ultimate, like, personal anthem songs ever, right? I'm a champion and you're going to hear me roar. And she, you know, sings just the hell out of it. It is something that is so easy to turn up loud and you just want to belt it along with it. This could be like a shower song for sure. It was recently kind of featured in a couple of episodes in the show We Crashed, which is excellent. I've been really enjoying that show on Apple TV Plus. Sign up for Apple TV Plus on your...
Yeah, do we have a promo code yet? No, not yet?
Not yet. The guys at Apple haven't gotten back to us yet.
Damn it.
But we keep practicing those mid-rolls, you know.
We're ready. We're ready.
We are ready. Yes. But yeah, you know, like, it's... I like this song because honestly, why not just feel like a champion all the time? You don't need to be walking up to the mound to hit your grand slam. You can just be walking out your door and like ready to take on the day, whatever that day holds for you. So I really like this as just like a personal, you know, amp up anthem to feel good about yourself and carry that energy into your day. And yeah, you know, it'll impact everyone around you too. It's great. It's a great song.
Agreed. Love the pick. I think another thing working for you is it's instantly recognizable. So everybody mm-hmm. in the crowd is really going to get into it. Whereas, you know, you play a song that maybe not everybody knows. They might have to warm up to it a little bit, right? Before they start getting after
right.
it. But here they're going to know it right away. And you're right, just total empowerment anthem. So yeah, why not? Why not let everyone hear you roar as you're walking up to the plate?
Exactly.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Now, your next pick, you get two in a row here. You went with Go Hard or Go Home by Wiz Khalifa and Iggy Azalea.
Yes. Love the title of this one. I think it's appropriate for the walk-up, you know, anthem here, walk-up theme, in the sense of, yeah, you know what? You're going to go hard. Excuse me. You're going to go hard. You're going to go home. Those are your two options. You got nothing in between. This is also another track off of a Fast and the Furious 6 soundtrack. which we've talked a lot about.
Yeah.
I'm at the point now where I'm probably going to start a Fast and Furious podcast and just break down all of these films. Like, that will be my life's work after this podcast. Because it's just a wealth of content. There's a lot of questions to be asked. Like, for
so
example,
many questions to be asked, really. Like, yeah, in all the movies. Like, so many
in
questions.
All the movies. Yeah, like my number one is why do cars that are designed to go 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds
uh-huh.
take like 15 minutes to get there in these films, right?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It's a really long time. In real time, these are the slowest cars on the planet.
I'm amazed by the income stream that, like, they're never actually working, but seemingly, right. like, they don't need a job. I mean, I guess they pulled off a bank heist in the one movie. Maybe that's what's funding everything.
I guess so, yeah. Or maybe yeah. they just all have deals with Subway or something, you know.
that's, Subway sponsors a lot of people. That's a good point. Speaking of which, if you go to
right.
your local Subway next week and mention Super Awesome Mix, you can get a $4 footlong, okay? Not just $5. $4 footlong.
Exactly. You're welcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, to take us back to this song, love Wiz Khalifa, love his voice. I think it's a very unique voice. And also Iggy Azalea, like, dropped some lyrics on here, and it's so great. So one of my favorite lines is actually one of hers where she's rapping. She says, just to measure my success, I need at least 100 rulers. And I just think that's a great line, right? Like, I always love cockiness in rap lyrics, and there's a lot of it, and that's what makes it so great, and this is one of those examples.
well, yeah, I did mention I love the Iggy Azalea part in this song, but I was also like, you know, generally with walk-up music, you hear the first 30 seconds, maybe a minute, you're probably not getting to that part of the song. So,
sure.
you know, I might even edit this to kind of have her stuff come up maybe earlier somehow, but... I thought this was a great pick. It's a great song overall. I mean, I'll definitely listen to it over and over, like the whole thing, just to get to her part. But yeah, my first note on this was like, was this written for a new version of Jock Jams? Remember the old Jock Jams
nice.
CDs?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, this is absolutely a song that would go on like Jock Jams Volume 7 or whatever we're up to on Jock Jams. But yeah.
No. Right.
Great pick. Great pick. Really like this one.
Awesome. All right. Well, speaking of iconic opening, you know, 30 seconds to a track, track five is your pick, and it is The Next Episode by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I mean, this one, like you said, the opening. I mean, just think about, I mean, the stadium just get quiet. The guy in front of you, like, flied out or something like that. And then this song starts, right? I mean, that intro part. When they played that at halftime of the Super Bowl this year, this is what they opened with. I mean, they could have stood there for 20 minutes and the place would have just been cheering the whole time while they just like looped this intro over and over, right? Until Snoop started rapping.
Yeah, it's so good. Yes, exactly. There were so many memes around the time leading up to the halftime show and like TikToks and reels of like a bunch of millennials' children are about to find out who their parents really are because of like all of the rap music that we grew up listening to, right? Is like, I feel like that was like such a hardcore millennial rap show. And so it's just so great. I loved those. And because you're right, like it, those opening track hits, I'm immediately back to my like eighth and ninth grade self for me. And I'm just loving it.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. No, 1,000%. Like, so I thought that would be, I mean, it's so iconic. Again, goes in that instantly recognizable. It's kind of cool. So you seem pretty cool to the crowd as well, but it's also just kind of badass.
Agreed. Speaking of legendary rappers, your next pick, track six, Ambitions as a Writer by Tupac. Tell me about this one.
Yes. So this is from the All Eyes on Me album, circa, what, 96 or so. And this is similar to The Next Episode in that I feel like the beginning of it is like so cool, but really badass. And it's just got kind of a, I've got this feel to it as you're walking up to the plate, you know, like you don't need a big song or anything like that. Just like, yeah, don't worry about it. Okay. And it's got the word ambition right there in the title. Okay. Like it can't really be understated exactly, what you're going for here. Yeah.
Very clear. I love the lyrics and the mood to this song. I mean, it's literally just all about him saying, like, you can't do anything to a G, like, you've got nothing on me. And yeah, he's got ambitions. And I agree. It's a great, great rap song. Really, really great beat. And just another one where you just kind of want to strut into that song. It just has that feel to it. Nice
pick.
That's
right. Yeah. I mean, even if you're just waking up in the morning, like, start playing the song and then, like, you know, strut to the bathroom. Yeah. Like, you're going to have a better
day. Exactly.
Yeah.
You are.
So speaking of getting you fired up, okay, your next track, I love this one. An all-timer, you went with Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Yeah. Again, how can you not include this in like the top, I don't know, 10 list of all time of greatest 30 seconds into a song, 30 to 60 seconds into a song. Iconic, incredible opening. You know, the guitar play, like when you really pay attention to the guitar play of what they're doing in this, it's really kind of mind-blowing. It's so complicated. It sounds so good. And I remember also I had a remix of this for a spin class that I taught because as longtime, you know, listeners would know, I did spin instructing for a while. So I found a remix of this. And I mean, it just killed, right? Like you play this, all of a sudden it comes on and everyone in the room is all fired up. They instantly are, you know, want to pick up the resistance or the speed or whatever amount of work we're about to do. It's just one of those songs where you walk in and you start playing this and you're going to feel just a little bit taller, a little bit, you know, more empowered, just a little bit cooler, basically. So had to put this on this mix for sure.
No, awesome pick. I saw AC/DC live once, like maybe 10 years ago. So not like prime AC/DC or anything, but you know, they start playing this. And, I mean, the arena is just going crazy. And they just kind of let it go, like let the build go for a little bit longer than even, I mean, it's a pretty long build in the radio mix of this song. But yeah, in the live version, they just let it go for a while. And people are just about to explode when they finally just get the song going. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Awesome pick. So yeah, can't say anything more about it. Just an amazing pick.
Thank you. Speaking of songs that honestly blew my mind, this was one I had not heard. And I actually texted Matt and I said, oh my God, like I'm going to say this again on the recording, but I have to say it to you now. So the track is Stand Up by Sammy Hagar. I'd never heard it, and I started listening to it, and I thought, holy crap, this is amazing. Like, this is like hard rock metal sound that I just seek all the time. And so whenever I find it and I like it, I like lose my mind. So love this pick, but tell me about how you came to putting it on the mix.
Yeah, so this song, if anybody out there has seen the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston, it's a pretty ridiculous movie, but entertaining. So I'd actually like recommend it. But the gist of it is Mark Wahlberg becomes the lead singer of his favorite band. And the band's called Steel Dragons. And they sing this song in the movie. So they kind of play it up like it's their song. And so like I remember seeing that movie and like that song's just awesome, right? So you guys are going to hear this song. You're going to be like, well, I love this song. And so when it came to this mix, I was like, oh, I wonder if there's a Steel Dragons version of this out there. And I never realized that it was actually Sammy Hagar's song. But it's awesome. Yeah, it's just a really good, just total rock anthem. And it kicks in right from the beginning because, and that's key, I feel like, for a walk-up music song, is you got to get the crowd behind you right away. And he tells everyone, stand up and shout, you know? And that's what you're going to be doing right from the jump here.
Absolutely, yeah. Nice one.
All right, next up, your pick. You went with Name of the Game by The Crystal Method.
Yeah, I was obsessed with this track in high school. I listened to it all the time in my car, which then I was reflecting on like how much music I listened to in a car. And, you know, growing up in a state where like you had to have a car to get around in the state of Texas, like it's tough without one. I'll just put it that way. So very grateful I had one. And I loved the, you know, I've mentioned I put in subwoofers, like I invested in the sound system in it because I was just obsessed with it. And I realized like that was like your own personal concert hall. Like that was one of the places where you could just regularly feel like a badass. And this is one of those songs where like you play the opening and then like the, you know, the first lyric drop and then like the bass drops and you're just like, yes, more of this. Like you just feel so cool whenever it comes in. I think it's a great opening kind of like 45 to 60 seconds. And something I'd learned, funny enough, in my research, you know, getting prepped for this recording, is that Tom Morello is on this. And I was like, of course, that's why I've loved this for so long. Because I love all things, you know, related to the members of Rage Against the Machine. Like, wherever they go, I'm going to follow them. I'm going to love their work. So it's pretty awesome. That's something fun that I learned all these years later.
Nice. I was not familiar with the song, but just loved it. Just, to me, the thing I wrote down is that it sounded like it could be the entrance theme for a pro wrestler. You know, I thought, and to your point about that 45 seconds to 1 minute intro, like I think this is great walk-up music, but it's also like if the arena goes silent and then you just hear the song kick in, like I'd be pretty fired up for whatever wrestler is coming down the aisle.
I like that. Yeah, that would be good. And there, you know, I feel like with them, there's like a lot of time for like theatrics and build up and you get a little bit more leeway to kind of make an entrance in wrestling. I think that might be one of the best parts of that.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of, I almost picked a couple like specifically wrestling themes with that, but I decided not to. But, you know, there's a lot of good wrestling songs out there. All right, your next pick, you went with Clubbed to Death by Rob Dugan.
Yeah, so this is off of the Matrix soundtrack. The Matrix soundtrack is probably one of my favorite movie soundtracks of all time. It introduced me actually to Rage Against the Machine and a number of other incredible musicians and artists. This is on that mix, or at least it might be on the score of the Matrix. But it's played in the scene where Neo is walking with Morpheus in the Matrix like simulation for one of the very first times, where Morpheus is explaining what it's all about, and then it's like the woman in the red dress, and then the agent, he turns into an agent and freezes everything. Anyway, that's a quick little recap of the Matrix for you, but it's like this
spoiler alert. Jeez.
Right, so many spoilers.
Come
so
on.
Sorry. But it's set to this song, and it is just such, like, they're kind of, like, strutting. They're wearing, you know, their black, like, long coats. Like, they look awesome. And I just think of that, you know, scene, and I just imagine, like, you could kind of create that if you're, like, walking up, you know, to the mound and to the plate, and you've got this going, and it just sounds kind of awesome, right? It's almost like an ominous thing, but it sounds just, yeah, I don't know. It sounds awesome. It sounds like a badass theme song to walk in on.
I agree, and it sounded familiar, but I forgot it was in The Matrix. Yeah, so that's probably where I knew it from. But it would be cool if a baseball player walked up wearing like a trench coat or a robe, you know, like a wrestler kind of does, you know?
Right?
And then took it off,
kind of cast it off. Yeah,
yeah. Bat boy runs up and scoops it up. You know?
Sure. You know, that could be a way to get more viewership into baseball, is let's start to kind of mash up some wrestling elements into baseball.
I think that'd be a great bit. Well, how about for the home run derby, right? Like, how about for the home run derby, they come out with something like that, and they get to do the longer intro up to the plate. I mean, I don't know. I think people get into that a little bit, you know?
All right. I mean, you can hire us as marketing consultants. We are.
Yeah.
We are there for it.
Anytime. Super awesome marketing. Okay. Check out the website. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go buy that domain now. All right. Track 11 is your last pick. We're nearing the end here. Enter Sandman by Metallica. Great pick.
Yeah, I cheated for this one because this was the actual baseball theme, and it wasn't a hitter walking up, but it was the legendary Yankee Mariano Rivera. When he'd come out of the bullpen, they would play Enter Sandman as they're going to the bottom of the ninth, or the top of the ninth, usually at Yankee Stadium. And yeah, he would come in from the bullpen, and they'd be playing this. And I've been to both Yankee Stadiums, old one and new one, and yeah, when this happens, it's pretty cool to see the fans because everyone knows it's coming. And, you know, for the opposing team, not only are you facing Mariano Rivera, which you had slim to no chance of beating when he was really going. But sure. On top of that, this song comes on and the fans are just whipped into a frenzy. So the place is just going berserk. On top of the fact that you're facing this this amazing pitcher.
That's awesome. I mean, it's such an incredible song. I think obviously it's probably Metallica's most played song, I would wager, I guess. It's certainly one of the most popular from theirs. It is like kind of the lyrics are pretty creepy, actually. I kind of dove into the lyrics like for the first time in a while.
It's kind of scary. Like, I think it came on the radio once, and I don't even think I realized it was on, you know? I think I don't know. I think it just came on between some other songs or something. And yeah, my daughter, I think, was like, well, what is this? It's kind of scary. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is kind of scary now that I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of a messed up song, especially like having like the little interlude where, you know, the kids sang the prayer and then his voice is like hush a little, you know, don't say a word. It's like, oh my God, this is really pretty, you know, messed up, but it's great. Great song. I love that story. I'll have to like look for clips of that because I have not actually witnessed that, but it sounds pretty badass.
It is. No, it's greatness. It's definitely worth looking up. All right, let's bring this one home. Okay. You mentioned Tom Morello earlier and he makes an appearance here on the selection Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, another Matrix pick. Again, as I mentioned earlier, that soundtrack introduced me to Rage Against the Machine. This is, okay, spoiler alert, just in case, you know, you haven't seen a 20-plus-year-old movie. Yeah. This is the final, you know, this is actually the song that rolls over the credits. It's the last scene in the first film where he, like, flies off into the camera, and it's kind of regrettable that they gave him the power to fly. I've always kind of disliked that ending, but it's fine. It's okay. Everything
it doesn't
before,
seem was... fine, Sammer.
You're right. I have not let that go.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just produced an amazing film. Why does he have to literally fly? He doesn't need to fly. He's already done so much. But anyway.
It's cooler if he can fly, though. It's cooler if he can fly. Yeah.
I guess. Okay. I guess. All right. Fine. I'm just jealous. I'm jealous. Let's just say what is really happening here. But yeah, Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine. Of course, it's a protest song because it's Rage Against the Machine. And And it's just got a great intro that then just like hits really hard. So I love that because it just begins, you know, as quiet as you can begin with a band like this, but then it really hits. And, you know, I think he literally says, come on, to like open it up. And I feel like that's the best part of the song. I mean, the song is great and you should definitely listen to the whole way through, but absolutely the first like minute of it are just fantastic. A lot of energy being brought there.
Yeah, you're right. It's perfect for walk-up music. Like, it's got a great opening. You know, the drums and the guitar just kick in right away. But I also thought, this got me thinking, I mean, you probably could have made a mix of 12 Rage Against the Machine songs that work as walk-up music.
Yeah. You know, maybe if Tom is listening to this podcast or Zach is, yeah, they'll send us a DM and be like, you're right, all of our music was actually just inspired by, yeah, by walk-up,
yeah,
music.
We're not actually protesting anything, you know? Like, we're right. we're just massive baseball fans.
Huge baseball fans. Everyone has gotten us wrong all these years and we just never corrected them. I'm going to put that out into the universe. We'll see if it happens.
Let's see if it happens. Hey, speaking of Rage Against the Machine, we're going to answer our trivia question from earlier. It was Leslie Gore who sang Sunshine, Lollipops, Rainbows. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Leslie, you know, Gore. And that's the payoff for reaching this part of the episode.
That's so right. Thank you. You get through the whole mix and you get to remember that it's Leslie, yeah, Gore. Okay. If I had like a super, yeah, awesome mix koozie, I'd give it to somebody right now. But
or a t-shirt gun. We could just shoot at the crowd.
Shoot at the listeners right now. But yeah, there you have it, folks. Okay. Another super awesome mix for your collection. Okay. Enjoy this baseball season. Hopefully your favorite team is going to make a run at it. But either way, I mean, you could listen to a great mix. Okay. So there's no downside to this one. But,
absolutely.
You know, we'll get back. Just like there's 162 games in the baseball season, there's plenty more mixes for us to put together. And so we'll get to work on another one. And so for Sammer, this is Matt, and we will see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.